T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
3 seconds, two, Trey letting the crowd hear it in Philadelphia. And the horn sounds, and these Atlanta Hawks have defeated the number one seed, Philadelphia 76ers, in 7 games. The Hawks win 3 in Philadelphia to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Milwaukee Bucks on Wednesday night in Milwaukee. What an effort by the Atlanta Hawks as they defeat the Philadelphia 76ers 103-96.
Doc, do you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. You know, so I don't know the answer to that.
What do you, when you say get in the gym with him, what needs to be done? I mean, obviously, this is frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, that's between Ben and I.
Doc was asked, do you think Ben Simmons will be a point guard here next year? He said, I don't know the answer to that. Would you be willing to consider a position change to, you know, be a forward if you stay in Philadelphia or even if you went somewhere else?
I'm going to do what I got to do and work on my game to get better. I mean, I'm not really – that's not my focus right now. We're about game 7. So never let the highs get too high and the lows get too low. So for me, more work, get my mind right and my body right next season, do what I can control.
Yeah, man, I don't think it's get your body right. It's that top floor that's got a problem right now. The brain, the head, man.
Need a little help there?
The demons of getting rid. By the way, why do you bring up all these different positions when if you can't shoot, you can't shoot? I mean, forwards, I know – you want to talk about forward? It's not like they just do layups at forward.
That reporter was being polite, Joe.
Yeah, he was.
That was a, do you think you should be on this team? Not right. Do you think you could play point guard
I
on
know.
This team?
Everybody's trying to be nice.
Should you be
way,
making
Doc
40
did
million
not,
a year?
Doc did not jump to defend him very quickly.
No.
What do you got for us, man?
All right, well, let's give the people a chance to win $1,000 here in the Joe's $1,000 home run cash contest. $1,000 for you to spend at the ballpark or anywhere else. Text the word SHARP to 72881. That's SHARP to 72881, SHARP. Ben Simmons was not sharp in that series, and you're going to be entered in the contest where you just might win $1,000. Text SHARP to 72881. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Old Doc Rivers didn't exactly have a vote of confidence for his.
No.
For his point guard who shot 4 times and passed when being covered by Trae Young for a dunk right over the top, already had his mind. When he spinned, the mind was already made up. I'm not shooting it.
I'm dishing the ball.
Somebody else make a damn shot, will you? Yeah, he...
6'1" Trae Young standing in the way of a 2-foot dunk from a 6'10" guy. And he passes the ball off to a guy who got hit by 2 guys. I just think that Ben Simmons, like you said, and you said it earlier, and we've been saying it for a while now, he's just mentally not in it. He's done. Like, he's fried from this and everything that's happened. Couldn't shoot free throws, couldn't shoot jumpers, couldn't get off the – couldn't do anything in this series. And he's going to get crushed in Philly during this offseason unless they get rid of this guy. If he plays another play for this 76ers team next year, I'm honestly going to be shocked. Unless Doc Rivers gets in the gym with him.
Don't be shocked if they can't get rid of him.
Well, they're not going to get anything for him, or not much for him, that's for sure. This is a guy also who earlier this season, not that it matters now, but that was the guy that they didn't want to get rid of for James Harden.
I don't know if that's true, Zach. I have a feeling Houston didn't really want him. I just think Houston saw he has some issues, too. Besides,
well, I think everyone's seen he's got
big,
issues.
Big salary. I would love to know the truth. Listen, man, it's not like we just found out. He's just taken it to a new level of how bad his shooting is from the free throw line and in general.
He needs to play in like an Oklahoma City or a Sacramento. Somewhere where all those faults and everything that he could either work on it or just sit there in wasteland, get his points, his rebounds, his assists, and not worry about winning games.
How many guys have we seen in sports, though, that have just lost it to the point, couldn't throw strikes, can't make a throw from second base to first base, field goal kickers, to the point that they end up missing a kick and their team gets knocked out of the playoffs because they can't make a kick, and it carries it all off season, even though they practice all off season, come back, and they're not even same kick. You end up cutting them. That happens a lot,
yep,
in the NFL, where you're going, what the hell happened? What the hell happened to Florida State kicker?
Right.
Right off the
bat. That was the guy I was going to bring up.
That guy was one of the best field goal kickers in college I had ever seen. What round did he go in? Second round?
I think it was second round pick.
Second round of Tampa Bay.
I don't think he missed a field goal. Is that last year at Florida State?
I don't know about last year, but he was kicking 50 yarders. It looked like extra points.
It was nothing, right.
Just sensational, and he lost it. He just and we've seen that happen a lot. It happens in sports where you get that block. I don't know. No, I know we got sports psychologists out there. It's getting to be a big business for all these guys now. I've already told you, man, like the great one is that Dolphins had one with Coach Gase. Adam Gase was here, and he had a guy would fly in. I think he's working with the Denver Broncos and with the Dolphins. Anyway, sat behind me, and I had Mario Williams sitting right behind me on the bus. Literally just – I don't know how it ended up happening. Usually those guys sit up in the front. We sit in the back for the game, going to the game. And so this guy purposely sat by him. And I was listening to this, like, this pep talk. And Mario Williams was, like, not active.
Right.
I mean, it was bad. Yeah.
Right.
You know how bad he was.
It was horrible.
One of the worst veteran free agent pickups we've ever done.
Right.
And Rex Ryan warned us, like, hey, man, you say whatever you want, but – he wasn't very good here. It's like, oh, it was the front you were running, right, and he wasn't being used correctly. We think he's going to be good. We're going to give him a 2-year contract. And then the offseason, he was never around. Personal problems. And you get a new free agent, veteran free agent, and they're like, oh, he couldn't be here. He's taking care of some personal issues. You're like, oh, man, coming off that year, whatever's going on in his personal life, this is not good. But anyway, so the guy's sitting behind me, and he's like, hey, first step, man, this is a great opportunity. Positive thoughts, man, coming off the ball. You know, just go back to you when you were dominating this league, man. And I was like, wow. I wish I could have brought you guys with me that day sitting. I couldn't even turn around. Like, I just had to, you know how you freeze?
Right.
Like somebody's having a serious talk about whether they're going to stay married or not, and you're like, oh, God, this is...
Shouldn't be hearing that.
Oh,
right,
man.
Right.
So I was looking straight ahead. He gave him a pep talk the whole way, like, hey, Mario, you haven't been active the last 4 games, man, but this is a chance, man, to show you can play and let them know. And it was like, wow. So a lot of those guys getting paid is what I'm telling you. A lot of those sports psychologists are out there. I don't know what they can do for these guys. Golfers use them more than anybody. And I don't know how much they help. I don't know how you get out of that. I don't know how when you get in one of those funks where you can't throw it, you can't hit it. I don't know. That's the other one. Guys can't hit certain pitches and literally knocks you out of baseball. Can't hit a breaking pitch.
Yeah, that's not good.
You're done. By the way, as soon as that league finds out you can't do something, nobody attacks you in a team sport like baseball. If they find out you can't hit a certain pitch, every scouting report is identical, coming in like, hey, just throwing breaking pitches. He got no shot. And so you're in big trouble. Yeah, they got a problem with Ben Simmons. Huge
problem.
Well, listen, man, as bad as that one was, John Rahm or Johnny Rombo or Rahm, whatever you want to call him, what a clutch. 2 putts on 17 and 18 of a major And usually the toughest track is the U.S. Open. Pretty damn impressive. Pretty damn impressive to get your first one and what he did. And he was a favorite of this thing. He was actually the favorite. We actually picked somebody and said we can't pick the favorite.
Right.
Worked around it. My guy, by the way, he also came up. Sure, he was around. He was flirting around there for a while. He was there. There were a bunch of guys within one there for a while, and then that back nine got nasty for a lot of guys, man, on that big, tough, not necessarily big, but that very difficult golf course.
How did Hollywood's guy do during the
Who'd you take, Phil?
Yeah.
Phil had a rough one. That home course.
Had a little momentum, right. But no dice.
That's right, man.
No dice, right. It was bad.
That was
– It was bad.
That
by the way, felt like it was a good for golf finish. There was a lot more coverage, it felt like, Zach. I don't know. I was on Twitter, and there was a lot of golf on there for the first time in kind of a while. So it felt like it was a good for business finish for the sport of golf.
Well, I mean,
which is nice. I mean, listen, right. At the end of the day, we still want the sport to succeed, right? So I think that was a good for business finish, it felt
like.
Well,
Rombo was a good story, and now I'm calling him Rombo. Rombo was a good story, but I think it was the
should have never told you about
it. Right,
that.
Now it's over. It's over now. But I think it was just the other guys choking so bad that made it a social media kind of thing yesterday, because like I was Darlington's a huge golf guy, and I was following him on Twitter yesterday a little bit also. And Darlington every like 20 minutes, another big shot, big one here, DeChambeau coming down the last nine. That's going to be a big couple hours for him. And then he goes, I remember the tweet at the end of the day, he goes, 2.5 hours ago, DeChambeau probably was going to win this or come close to it. And now look. And Rom, what a day, and what a back nine, and just what a finish for him. And like you said with Louis, too, had a chance. Like, there were guys that had a shot. But I think it's funny to think that maybe the biggest storyline was DeChambeau's just maybe the most horrific back nine we've seen in a little while, right?
Well, it was bad.
With an eight and a couple double bogeys. Like, it was bad.
The way he was spraying it.
And he's a defending champ, too.
Looked like
he was
about a 15 handicap. Right. Yeah, but listen, man, you got to give John Rom those two
points. Yeah.
And by the way,
huge.
Did you see the break? Did you see the break on the one putt? I mean, that thing had to be, right aim, had to have just the right speed.
But just also
come in sideways, man. That was very, very impressive.
And having to leave the last tournament because of COVID, like there were storylines around him. It was nice to see him win this.
All right. So anyway, we'll get back. 305-567-0560. As we are all set in Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals, and we got a first-time major winner as well. So a lot of stuff we'll jump on. Plus some news here with the Dolphins I wanted to get to as well. Waiting for the 7 o'clock hour for that. And, I'll tell you what, a lot of people, I know Tua is a big story, and he should be.
Right.
But that other story is not exactly chump change on what's going to happen between now and the start of camp.
You're talking about the guy who had 10 interceptions last year. He was the best player on this team.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
That guy.
Next man.
Big,
doesn't make me feel good when you bring that up again.
Yeah, I don't know how this one's going to work.
Right, it doesn't make me feel good.
Imagine those conversations behind closed doors.
No, I can't right now.
And no matter what you get, you're never going to get fair value.
Of course not. Come on.
I understand it's about money.
Oh, don't trade him.
Just find a way to do it. I don't know if you
find a way to anything. Just say, hey, listen, you need to play. That's it. Hmm. There's no conversation.
I wish that worked like
that. You say, listen, here are your options. You can play or you can retire. You can choose A or B. There's no negotiation.
Dolphins
there's nothing.
Doing that?
I don't care what the Dolphins are. That's the way that it has to be handled.
Dolphins didn't
they
do
already
that
paid
to
him.
The...
They gave him his money. He's got his money. He signed the contract. You either play or don't play.
He said
he's got an option.
He said I was all pro, like the safety. He got his way out. That's the other thing. Right
after
you
one
look
year,
at Minka Fitzpatrick basically. Saying, "I don't want to play for you."
I know we have to go to break, but I don't know if you agree, but that's how I mean. I don't see any other way to handle it.
You strong arm
him away. No, it's not even strong arming.
Well, what do you call it?
It honor your contract. Just play.
Come on, honor that contract.
Come on.
You know what he says back. Kyle Van Noy is ready to honor his contract in year two.
NFL's dirty, man. It's not like these other sports.
Not guaranteed contracts, man.
But
not...
this guy doesn't have an option is basically the point I'm making.
By the way, he actually does have I take that back. He's got $12 million guaranteed. You're right. It'll be interesting, man, to see what the team does. A lot of it, by the way, is going to come from the head coach on this one, too. A lot of it is going to be the head coach going, what are we going to do?
They didn't seem real eager to increase his, you know, redo his contract or anything when they spoke last week.
No, it didn't.
What do you call it, a unique situation?
But don't tell me to close my eyes and tell me a third-round pick's going to be okay if at the end of the day that's what you get.
No, you can't get any. I mean, what are you going to get back that's going to be fair?
No, you're not.
You're not. So just tell the guy to play.
Right.
Why can't you do that? What's the problem with that?
Because he could sit out.
Oh, well. Let him retire then.
Oh, well.
Call his bluff. Let him retire.
Take a chance he comes back and he's not too salty.
Right.
All right, listen, we do have to go
for the locker
right
room.
Now. Yeah. All right, 305-567-0560.
It's culture, bro.
Yeah. It's the new culture.
Right.
Get your ass out there and play.
I can tell you one thing. That head coach ain't going to have you, whatever it is, ain't going to have you pouting and sulking and showing up late to make your point. That won't fly. I don't know a lot, but I know that ain't flying with Brian Flores. That's not going to happen. Hey, tell you what will happen for you. If you call Air Around the Clock when you have an air conditioning problem, you're going to be really happy because they come out quickly, take really good care of you, been around forever. And I don't let you know, man, trained and certified technicians are working 7 days a week for you. So when you have any kind of air conditioning problem for your home or your business, call Air Around the Clock, man, to come out quickly. They work 7 days a week, trained and certified technicians, taking care of all of your air conditioning problems. Everything to do with air conditioning, they can do. Matter of fact, we got a new partnership with Rheem Air Conditioning Units, and we got a bunch of them in stock, which means when you call and you go, I know I need a new air conditioning unit, they go, hey, man, we got these Rheems. We got great financing available with 90% approval rate. So it's a nice partnership going right now for you between Air Around the Clock and Rheem to take care of all those air conditioning problems you might have. And if it keeps breaking down and you look at the age and you go, yeah, it's old, it's just not going to last. I'm going to be calling somebody every 3 or 4 days. Just get yourself a new Rheem air conditioning unit. Now's a great time to do it. It's starting to get hot, humid, and, of course, all this rain coming down beats the you-know-what out of that air conditioning unit. So Air Around the Clock's going to be there. Palm Beach and Broward County, take care of all of your air conditioning problems. All you have to do is remember Air Around the Clock and call 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. Still family-owned and going strong. Eric, Mike, and Chip and all the rest of the boys over there ready to take good care of you today when it comes to any kind of air conditioning problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Man, I just can't enjoy my last month here before football starts, not knowing. I'm really looking forward to the season, by the way, and seeing how this thing all comes together for the Miami Dolphins. And by the way, as far as that goes, Miami Hurricanes, too, with all these guys returning and everything else. But this X-Man thing, and I know, too, is a big story, and everybody's breaking down anticipation throws and making decisions earlier. And I'm like, all right, enough. Enough after a friggin' minicamp with all this stuff. It's okay. We'll have plenty of time to get back to the Tua topic. Preseason will be here before you know it.
Right. But two way different storylines.
But what
do you do then? You guys are dancing around it. I mean, what would you do in this situation if you were the Dolphins? You're running the team, Joe and Zach, both of you guys. What would you do?
I'm going to bring it down here. So Byron Jones was asked about, which, by the way, Byron Jones, outside of people saying, well, it's your fault you gave Byron Jones more than X-Man. Listen, man, they wanted another good cover corner. They got one. He's good. Didn't say great. He's really good, though. Yeah, would you like to see him? By the way, I don't know why we're making a big deal. I think that's the most interceptions he's ever had in a year, the two.
Right.
He's always been always been a good cover guy, and he said, I got to do a better job of catching the ball. I'm there. I bat too many away. I'm not making enough interceptions, and I get it. You guys are looking at my pay compared to the other guy that's now salty about his contract and not showing up. But like everybody else, Byron Jones ain't giving any money back. I'm sorry, I got more guaranteed. I'm sorry, I got a bigger contract. I had other offers. I wanted to play for the Miami Dolphins. So
he had two interceptions with the Dolphins, and the other 5 years of his career, he had two combined.
Yes.
So he's had four in his entire career. Yep.
So, you know, this thing, they got what they wanted. He ended up, and I know the X-Man got, he, you know, went after and covered the toughest guys and was by himself more than anybody out there as the number one cover corner on the team. I get it. I get all this stuff. So it's real simple, man. It's give him some money. I don't know, by the way, how much. I don't know if it's just like padding money on 1 year to get it up where it's up where the top guys are getting paid is going to do it. He may want this thing redone, and they're going, no. This is going to be year to year. I don't know if that's going to fly. X-Man believes he's outplayed his contract with the 10 picks. Meanwhile, he's got $12 million guaranteed dollars left on that contract. Most of it was already paid. It was paid back in 2019 and 2020 through $7 million signing bonuses. Or, as Hollywood said, play for us or sit out. Or you could trade him. And I don't know if you can get a second-round pick or a third-round pick. Something in that range. I don't see us getting a first-round pick for X-Man.
If you're not getting one, you can't trade him. That's the way I look at it. Because a two is not going to be worth it.
So this thing's about winning right now.
Right.
This is no longer trading all your guys and getting rid of Minka and getting rid of your left tackle, Laremy Tunsil, and all your good young guys and just loading up and going, we've already done the draft pick thing. I don't know about you, but we've had an overdose. And I get it. That was the plan. The last 2 years, I don't care about draft picks in the future.
Right.
I'm too old. Mm-hmm. I don't care about it. We've done it. What are we going to sell? We're going to sell our fan base. This is what we're going to do the rest of the time? No.
No, you can't do that.
So
I just think, unfortunately, in this situation now with the Dolphins, whether they've done it to themselves or not, they put themselves in a position where they got to pay this guy a little bit more money.
I don't know if that will do it is the point. I don't know
if it doesn't, then we're in a bigger problem.
So Woody's point is a good one, unless they just feel he is – now, he can come out and just he can absolutely run himself right off the team by starting to miss practice, not playing well, late for meeting. There's a whole bunch of things you can do. People can tell when you're
open. Well, he can self-implode. That's fine.
I've had teammates back when we weren't making any money, literally pouting because their contract, and he got rid of them. Shula. Now it's a different game now, and I get it. Everybody wants a guy to be here. I just don't know. I think he just wants this thing redone. I don't know if you can load up on 1 year and give him from $12 million and add six more on to the top there and give him $18 million this year. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to do it. Listen, he's got a hard-ass guy, especially David Cantor as his new agent. He was brought in to get him a new contract.
Right.
And David Cantor ain't going to make a whole lot of money by redoing and just adding $6 million onto a guy's contract, which has already been done.
Well, David Cantor's going to push for rip it up and start all over.
Right.
I understand that because it's the only way David Cantor gets paid. David Cantor, like you said, is not going to get paid on an extension or a one-year kind of let's help him out for this year. I get it. I just – the way that Brian Flores and this defense works, and we saw it last year with the cover corners and the dancing seven in the front, the whole deal, is you got to have those two guys back there. And guess what? Chris Greer, to a point –
I like when you pick up all my terms, man. I like that.
I love the Dancing Seven.
Yeah.
It's not as good as Speed Kills. But
Speed Kills.
Right. I still have that in the back of my head somewhere.
You're not supposed to use that one.
Right, sorry. I mean, it still comes up.
No, we can use that for football terms. Speed Kills.
Speed Kills. But here's the other deal.
Not bringing on the road, you big jerk.
No. Chris Greer.
You guys still aren't going to say what you would do in this situation. You're
no, but Chris Greer kind of did this to himself at this point now because he drafted a cornerback in the first round 2 years ago who can't take over if Xavier Howard is gone. Can Iggy step in day one? And I'm not saying be as good as Avian, but can he be that role? Can he play that role? Because if the answer is we don't think so, or not right now, he's not ready, then you have to pay Xavier Howard.
Well, they got some other veteran guys that they
can. Jason, can McCourty do it? Can Nick Needham do it? Can any of these guys do it that they picked up in the – I don't know. If they can, then you've done this to yourself.
The drop-off between Xavier Howard
and anyone else,
anybody you play
right
out there, to be fair to all those other guys, whether they're at the end of their career or just starting their career, Igbinoghene is going to have to go through some growing pains. And we saw it a little bit when I believe he lined up – I don't know if it was the first game –
Diggs.
He had to line up against Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, he got burnt. He's
got to see the route tree. He got to see the whole thing. He did. He got to see the whole thing.
So think about this. So the offense gets a little better this season going forward. Tua gets a little bit better. The speed's there on the offense. The offensive line comes together a little bit better, and now your defense takes two steps back. And now from 10-6 you go, or 10-6 now you go to 9-8. Or whatever the case may be, and you don't make the playoffs again.
The blitzing part of it is the reason this works so well is, and you can blitz. If you're going to blitz a lot, you better have cover corners because you're not always going to get there. Sometimes they get picked up. And one thing about this guy, the X-Man comes down with the ball. He dropped a few last year. It's incredible that he could have had 13 or 14. But listen, he catches a majority of them. Got really good hands. He's got really good anticipation when to turn around, which, by the way, is a gift. You either have or you don't, because most guys just worried about staying close and putting your hand up at the last second as the guy's looking for the ball. X-Man turns. He turns and going, what the hell? I'm going for it here. It's time to jump up, jump over the top of a guy. He's an athletic guy. We need him, and he's your best player, and it would be really sad to lose him or have him come back. And look it, Harry sat out minicamp. That's a pretty good sign, right? The fact that he sat out minicamp and just took
a $93,000 loss.
I owe you 93. Right. So what?
Are you not allowed to say what you would do? Are you?
I don't know.
Company manning it. I mean,
there's
what are you doing here?
I don't know.
Okay, but either one of you, do you not have an opinion? Do you not have any thoughts on the subject?
I already told you, pay the guy. Can't lose the guy.
I would like to, but.
So you'd redo his contract?
I think you have to do something to keep him here, yeah.
Okay.
I do, too. I think if you're going to keep him, you got to give him money.
Yeah. He's not going to be okay in that locker room without getting more money. And if you can't get a first-round pick, I'm not trading the guy. And what are you going to do, tell him to play for us or retire? You go with your
That's
role?
That's absolutely what I do.
How's that going to work?
And you know what? If you end up trading for Deshaun Watson or you end up trading for Aaron Rodgers or something like that, then you can use him in that
trade package. Sure, in a perfect world, great. Yeah.
You can't just dump him right now because he's unhappy and you want a second-round or third-round pick.
Before you say that, they got whoever the team you're going to, and a lot of teams are having cap problems right now because it's less money and they're already over the top. And by the way, X-Man wants more money no matter where he goes.
Right.
That's part of the deal. Like, when you trade for him, you know, like, hey, well, you think he's going to be happier going back home to Houston with that team?
No.
That's where he's from?
No.
That's where he spends a lot of time? You think he wants to go there without a new contract?
X-Man's put us in a bad position, but there's only one thing to do here is fix the situation.
So you both would cave and pay him?
Yep. At this point, I would.
I would, too.
Sucks to say that.
I just don't want to put a hole in this team. And I know there's things you can do, but you're going to do all those blitzes, and I know the thought is you draft a guy in the first round, you won't have to blitz as much, but we're built on confusing people. Did an unbelievable job. Some of the defensive calls last year on blitzes were just unbelievable to set up so many takeaways. You led the league in takeaways, but you got to have two guys back there that can cover. You got two guys on the outside that can not get smoked, and those two guys are really good, and that guy – was the best in the game last year with 10 interceptions. All right, man.
Unless it's an upgrade for that quarterback, like you said, Hollywood, or if somebody comes in with a first-round pick, I'm not getting rid of this guy.
And by the way, Byron Jones, they're asking Quaid, like, hey, man, it's business. You got to do what you want to do, but What do you want me to do? I appreciate you asking me and stuff, but I got this money as a top free agent. I didn't force anybody to give it to me. Right. That's what they gave me.
You can't fault Byron for that.
And by the way, like, people shocked he didn't have more interceptions. He only had two in his career before he got here. That didn't just change. All right, we got to go to break here. Right now, I want to talk to you about Mike Okotsi. Boy, I tell you, he's 10 interception guy. If he was playing back there, that's how good he is, man. Tell you right now, when it comes to getting a mortgage right now and taking advantage of these low fixed rate mortgages that are out there in the two still, you need to call Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage. Take advantage of these low rates. Kotze's been making loans happen here in South Florida for more than 25 years. No nonsense. No runaround. Well, let me get back to you. No, no, no. He wants to answer questions quickly. He wants to get you approved in half the time of a big bank. Take advantage of. You have questions about reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing. How much can I save from the rate I have now and the rate I'm going to have? How much will I save every month? All those kind of questions. If you're renting, why are you still renting, paying $2,000, $2,500, $3,000? You don't even own it. You're not building up equity in your own place. You're giving it to a landlord. He's getting rich, not you. Take advantage of these low rates, still in the twos. Don't look back. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Mike Okotsi. Here's his cell phone number. I want you to call or text him today, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 or visit choicemortgage.com. You can learn all about Mike Okotsi and his team. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
And now it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, what do you got for us today?
All right, guys, first things first, we know the fan loses mine. Did you see this on the 13th fairway at the U.S. Open? Guy in the tie-dyed shirt runs out onto the fairway. Actually, I had a couple balls at a club with him, and he ran right into the middle of the fairway, took a couple of shots, a couple of swings.
I did not see that.
Until a security guard in a golf cart came rolling up and tackled him.
Now golf?
And that's a trip directly to jail.
Now golf? We're having that happen?
I know. Pretty crazy, right?
I thought hockey and golf were safe, man.
Nope.
Well, yeah, hockey is definitely safe.
You're not getting on the ice in the hockey.
No, imagine if someone jumps the board.
Ass, no. Oh, my God.
Oof. And by the way, out of all the players you would not want to run on the field or whatever with the playing area, ice hockey is probably number one.
You want to run into the butcher?
Yeah, like I don't want one of those guys in full gear crashing right. into me on their – I mean, right. those guys hit harder. Yeah.
I just think it would be really good if some guy's out there running around drunk and
– Just gets on the ice?
No. It just sees one of these players just drill them.
Right.
Just hammer them.
That's got me wondering who hits harder, the NHL or the NFL?
When he hits harder?
Yeah, like what would be a worse hit to take? Full speed?
Are you kidding?
Like a 260-pound linebacker?
Wait. What are those NFL or NHL defensemen on skates?
Woody, these guys in the NFL, like, it's not.
I don't know, man. I don't think I'd want to get hit full speed on with a guy on skates.
What about you ever see the sled drills they do in practice? I don't want to get hit by that.
Yeah, but the guy's on skates.
No, you're right. I'd rather neither.
By the way, remember the guy in the playoffs that was scoring the little empty net wraparound goal and the guy went full speed into him?
Right, right. Did knock the bleep
out. Almost killed him.
See guys run across the middle and get hammered?
We got a discussion here at least. I know you're like, oh, football. But
well, they're a lot bigger, Woody. They're bigger and faster.
All right. We had another fight, by the way. Another Suns-related fight. Did you guys see this brawl after game one? A Clippers fan, a little talking back and forth. Clippers fan strikes first. And then about 80 Suns fans. As the brawls continue here at professional sports, man. What's going on with people?
Didn't the original brawl guy get, like, courtside tickets
from
Devin Booker?
Yeah, the
Nets
and Booker guy, yeah. And he got an action figure.
Right.
All right, you want to jump into the real news here?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about guys talking trash and pissing the other fans off.
Fighting in the
crowd. All right. Yeah. The CEO of Dippin' Dots, they have a CEO, is being sued by his ex-girlfriend for alleged revenge porn, saying that he sent nude photos to her mom.
Oh.
That's
dirty.
So this guy, yeah. So the CEO.
That's breaking the man. That's a man code
violation. This is all allegedly, by the way.
That's wrong.
The CEO's name is Scott Fisher.
Scott, that's wrong.
And, yeah, he's got all these different pictures, and she's saying that she threatened to release the images to Pornhub and other different places like that.
He did that?
Yeah. It's kind of a...
That's dirty.
Kind of a B move there, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's dirty. Say it to the lady's
CEO
mom.
CEO of Dippin' Dots, man.
Right. Savage. Okay. Brutal. Right. It's a savage move right there.
That's not good.
Love Dippin' Dots. We were talking about that the other day.
Wouldn't be my first choice, but I wouldn't say no to it.
It's the best treat at the zoo.
Oh, no, man. I've been wiping out those key lime pies, man.
Oh, mine are long gone. But, yeah, if you ever go to the zoo, they have little Dippin' Dot stands everywhere.
Yes, they do.
And it's like 900 degrees there, so it's a very nice, refreshing, cold treat. Here's another situation we have going on in South Florida, guys. The coyote population has boomed. Coyotes have been spotted in all 67 counties in Florida, even on the beaches.
It's not good.
I have not seen a coyote.
I haven't seen a coyote.
I know they're everywhere.
I know they're in Davie, too.
They suggest you keep your pets on a leash no longer than 6 feet when walking. They suggest having a fenced yard.
Jeez.
Who ever thought coyotes would be the great survivors?
They eat almost anything that humans eat, it says, including nuts. And, well, Zach doesn't eat fruit. Nuts.
I just
and
had a banana.
They eat pet food, garbage, rodents, domestic cats, and small dogs.
So my son moved to Arizona. It's a funny story. So he's living up there in that Camelback Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, hey, neighbors came over and said, hey, just a heads up. He has a little dog, two little dogs. Said, don't leave those dogs in the backyard. He goes, what? Said, your fence is real low. Those coyotes will be having dinner.
Oh, my goodness.
They all come down at night. So we're driving home one night. There were coyotes everywhere.
That's scary.
And there's no grass, I mean, but they're just all over the front.
That's scary.
Side of the properties. Coyotes just walking down the street.
I think it's
crazy,
man. We check back in with Ron McGilson.
Yeah, I agree. So they say that carrying a small air horn, a walking stick, sounds like it's right up your alley, Joe, or a coyote shaker.
The hell's a coyote shaker?
Well, you can make that at home. You can drop a few coins or rocks into an empty soda can.
Oh, all right.
I didn't know that.
You also have to make those noise. What's the noise? The threatening noise?
I'm not sure which one, Woody.
Why are you smiling?
Joe, listen, this is honestly, we're just trying to help people.
I know what
here.
You're doing. You're educating, man.
Because if someone's face-to-face with a coyote, it says here they're vicious and they will attack you. What would you do? What's the noise? By the way, they won't. It says they won't attack you.
I would still
be scared. No, it says they're scared of you, but.
They eat my dog.
I wouldn't want to be up in the mountain by myself with a pack of those bad boys.
Right.
So what's that noise? That really strong, like, getaway coyote noise? Same with bears, same noise.
I don't
know. You do it so well, though.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Man, he is just trying to throw that out of you.
He's on a roll today, man.
Why would you do the noise?
It was like he didn't have us for a couple of days, and there's buildup back.
So it happens to get stuck in that apartment for 72 hours.
One more thing for you guys here. We had an interesting fantasy football punishment. As a loser of a league had to sit 24 hours in a Waffle House by himself.
What?
Yeah.
This is in Mississippi. So he lost his fantasy league. His punishment was that he had to sit 24 hours in a Waffle House, but for every waffle that he ate, they would take 1 hour off of his punishment.
How many waffles do you think you could knock down?
Man, it's been a while.
They're big.
No, these are not like,
so he had,
you know, Legos.
He had 9 waffles in 15 hours and said he basically got sick.
It's a lot of waffles.
That's a lot.
But he had to sit in the Waffle House for almost a full day.
Yeah,
actually, more than a full
15
day.
15 hours, right?
Wow. I always think of Waffle House, I think, 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
On my way
hash
home
browns,
in the old days.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
My fantasy football league is looking for an upgraded punishment. So I don't know if anyone out there has anything that's like really good, but we're looking for an upgraded punishment.
What are you saying? If you like finish last in
dead
your
last.
League?
Yeah, you finish last, yeah.
We had a money punishment in ours.
I think everybody likes the money thing the best. Yeah.
We had a money one.
Add some money for being so bad.
Right.
That makes sense.
15 hours in a Waffle House, though.
Oof. Yes. Yeah,
and eating 9 waffles. A lot.
It seemed like you'd eat more.
If I had to be stuck there for 24 hours, I think I'm going to do whatever I had to do to get
out
of
there. You could throw down more than 9.
I'm sure I could in 9 hours.
This stunt
hours.
Got a lot of publicity. They had like a reporter, and I know not a lot happens in Brandon, Mississippi, but like, yeah, they had a reporter out there and everything. Big story for that city.
All right. Well,
look at the gone fishing picture.
Yeah, that's hilarious, man. Got a new fishing, gone fishing team.
I'm sorry to break that up.
76ers.
Look at Kenny Smith. He looks like he weighs 330.
I think they're on a lake. They're not going in the ocean. That's a lake.
Right, they're going fishing.
Lake
there.
Fishing there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we got to go to break here. Zach, what do you got for us before we get to 8 o'clock?
All right. I want to tell you all about Diamonds Direct, and I've been telling you about this unbelievable deal at Diamonds Direct, but time is running out for Diamond Direct's amazing finance offer. That's right. You have until June 30th to take advantage of all this. Don't wait any longer. You can go in there, pick any item out at Diamonds Direct, pay nothing down, spread your payments over 5 years without paying a dime in interest, all on approved credit. Yes, you heard that correct. 5 years. You could spread those payments out, and you don't have to worry about anything. So many smart shoppers are doing this, by the way, because it makes just about everything in that store affordable. It doesn't matter what your budget is when you walk in there. Like, you want to spend $12,000 on those diamond stud earrings she's been looking at? It's $200 a month. How about an $8,000 diamond tennis bracelet? It's $134 a month. This is the perfect time to walk into Diamonds Direct, like I always tell you, by the way, and take advantage of this unbelievable deal. How about upgrading that diamond you've been talking about for a while? If the anniversary's coming up, how about that really, really beautiful eternity band or that designer necklace? You're going to have, by the way, the best selection at Diamonds Direct that you'll see anywhere, because it looks like 30 jewelry stores in one when you go in there. But now, also, with the best price you can get in South Florida, you're going to get this unbelievable deal where you lock in 5 years financing with zero interest. It's an opportunity you don't want to miss, because it doesn't come around very often here at Diamonds Direct, so don't miss out. In fact, Diamonds Direct will be open this Sunday also, just to make sure you could take advantage of this. 5 years, zero interest financing, now through June 30th only, and only at Diamonds Direct. It's in Boca behind the Town Center Mall, and like I always tell you, Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.